Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold from the Salina Fieldhouse. It's Fort Recovery and Salina in high school girls basketball. Let's maneuver over to Justin Mangold with a look at the starting lineups. Justin?
All right. First four, Salina, they are 5-15. Starting three seniors at 5'7", Brooke Robbins. At 5'10", Bailey X-Man, and at 6 feet, Maddie Lupke. Also starting a 5'5 sophomore, Carly Eichler, and a 5'9 sophomore, McKenna Klingshern. For Fort Recovery, the usual five. It'll be Brooke Collig, Kiara Wendell, Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. The Indians are 9-11.
And the tap goes to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig comes up with the tap from Val Mullenkamp. And we're underway, Fort Recovery basketball. Welcome you to the radio or to FortRecoveryRadio.com for tonight's broadcast of this game. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna's office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's staff includes Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Olivia Patch just missed a three-pointer, and Fort Recovery got the rebound. So we still have the ball. Here's Brooke Collig with it. Now on the left side, it goes to Allie Vaughn. Allie to the free throw line. She'll stop. Feeds baseline to Olivia Patch. Drives in. Stops. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Open from three. It doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Comes down to Salina. It was tipped off the fingertips there of Carly Eichler. And now the Lady Bulldogs have the ball with no score in the first quarter. Brought to you by Calp Pharmacy, your local... Oh, that was double dribble.
It should have been.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. And Fort Recovery, don't forget, they're open until 7 o'clock every Monday through Thursday night and until 6 on Friday. And Salina just threw it away. Here's Val Mullenkamp down, up, and in from 5 feet away. And quickly, Salina wants a timeout. 2-0, Fort Recovery leading. The Lady Bulldogs of Salina will be back in just a moment.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Be happy. It's 6:35 left to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. And Salina putting it in play. Fort Recovery pressing full court. Salina almost throws it away. They're having all kinds of problems, but they finally get it across the timeline. Going down to the baseline. Stopping there was Brooke Robbins. And now Fort Recovery steals it away. Brooke Collig ends up with the basketball. Down to the right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie goes to the baseline. Back outside to Olivia Patch. Olivia dribbling. Feeds over to Brooke Collig. Collig back to Allie Vaughn. Kiara Wendell, Val Mullenkamp. Val gets it back, fires, and hits. Hey, it's one of Val's nights. She's 2 for 2. And that was from the free throw line.
And Fort Recovery playing at a different speed than Salina so far tonight.
5:47 to go here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has outstanding selection of handicapped medical equipment in their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you or someone you know is in need of handicapped medical equipment, then think of your friends at Cal Pharmacy. Outside it goes with the basketball. There is Kennedy Henry. Over on the right is Carly Eichler. Back out top. There's McKenna Klingshern, still dribbling the ball. Now she'll pass on the wing over here to Brooke Robbins. Robbins dribbling the ball. Passing top of the key. Carly Eichler. Back over to Brooke Robbins on the left. Gives back to Eichler. Being guarded by Brooke Collig there. And we got a foul call on Brooke Collig. That's a pretty picky call.
Yeah, not much there. And Fort Recovery really making the Bulldogs work for a shot. They didn't even look to shoot yet in this possession.
4:50 left to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Fort Recovery leads 4-0. Thanks to the folks here at Salina for their hospitality. Jeff Fortkamp is their athletic director here at Salina, at the Salina Fieldhouse tonight. One of the historic structures in high school basketball in Ohio. I don't know what the construction date of this gym was, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it definitely has that old school feel to it.
And Salina just dribbled the ball out of bounds.
It's three possessions, three turnovers for them.
Carly Eichler lost her footing and just went on ahead and went out of bounds.
Eichler, a sophomore, got some varsity time as a freshman from what I remember last year.
Kiara Wendell on the left side to Brooke Collig. Collig will pass to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes to the top of the key. Now on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes to the hole and lays it in. Fort Recovery having one of those shooting nights tonight. Pretty good.
Vaughn just made a nice spin move right to the hoop. Easy basket.
6-0. Lady Indians on top with 4 minutes to go now here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Starting early tonight because the JV game was only two quarters. There's a shot from the left side. No good. Rebound Allie Vaughn, as missing the shot was Maddie Lubke. Down comes Fort Recovery. Up and no good by Allie Vaughn. Battle for Salina comes away with the basketball. Racing down is Eichler, and it's knocked away by Olivia Patch. And Brooke Collig comes up with the basketball. Down quickly to Val Mollenkamp, 10-footer. It does not go. Rebound comes to Salina. Pulling down the board was Maria Lutz, is it?
Yes.
Maria Lutz over on the right side to McKenna Klingshern. Now passing to Carly Eichler. Now on the left wing it goes to Sydney Howe. Around the horn over on the right wing. There's Carly Eichler with it. She'll come in and fire and miss. Rebound out of bounds off of Salina, I think. Yes, it is. Off of Salina's Maria Lutz, and the ball goes to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Junior Varsity won tonight 12-9 in their two-quarter game with Salina.
Oplundle with 8 points to lead the Indians. Elena Evers with two. Macy Day also had two in the 12-9 win. Indians go to 7-13 on the year.
Kiara Wendell brings it down across the timeline. On the left it goes to Brenna Homan, who's in the game now. Homan double-teamed, has the ball stolen away from her. Picking her pocket was McKenna Klingshern. She'll come down, fire and miss. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp, who's also in the game now. Kiara Wendell on the left to Brenna Homan. Homan, top of the key, dribbles into the lane. Now feeds on the right to Fortkamp. Here's Val Mollenkamp. On the left to Brenna Homan. Homan back outside to Mollenkamp. Doesn't take the three. Dribbles to the baseline. Passes back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Now Brenna Homan. And then on the right side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Back to Mollenkamp. Back to Wendell. Olivia Patch to Wendell. Wendell will fire a 15-footer. Got it. That was an awful lot of passing for getting that one shot, but it went in.
Yeah, Kiara had a pretty open shot in the lane. Her first points tonight. Now 8-0 Fort Recovery.
Recovery pressing and almost stole it away, but Salina keeps the ball. Right side it goes to McKenna Klingshern. Rob Weaver here, along with Justin Mangold, coming to you from Salina Fieldhouse. There's a foul on Salina.
An offensive foul called on the Bulldogs. It was on 34, Maddie Lupke.
Again, our first quarter brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program where Calps will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if their weekly prescription program is the right one for you. Kiera Wendell on the left. It goes to Paige Fortkamp. Allie Vaughn inside to Val Mullenkamp. Misses the shot. And they say it was tipped by Salina.
And the Bulldogs block it out of bounds.
So Kiera Wendell will toss it in here with 1:23 left to go in the first quarter. Into Allie Vaughn. Misses an easy shot. And the ball goes off the fingertips of Paige Fortkamp out of bounds. And the Lady Indians will be back on defense now. Rob Weaver here with Justin Mangold. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back in Portland. And Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Salina brings it up. On the left side it goes to Brooke Robbins. To the free throw line. Now passing off to Emily Braun. Braun will go over onto the wing to Carly Eichler. Now back on the left side it goes. With the ball there is Brooke Robbins. Dribbling, works her way to the right, passing on the wing. With the ball's Eichler, she'll pass over here on the left side to Robbins, firing a three and got it. Brooke Robbins with a three-point shot, and that's the very first basket for Salina, trailing 8-3. 40 seconds to go here. Wide open is Paige Fortkamp, in and out on the three. Rebounds tipped out of bounds. No, Salina saves it. Salina with the basketball. Brooke Robbins with it. Works her way up the court against Val Mullenkamp. Goes all the way in and fires and hits. Brooke Robbins about a five-footer in front of the basket. And it's 8-5, a three-point lead for Fort Recovery. So the Lady Indians get eight straight. Now Salina gets five straight. 10 seconds to go. Fort Recovery will take the last shot. Kiera Wendell comes down, fires it up, and missed it. Rebound out of bounds is going to be given to Salina with 2.8 seconds to go. So they have time for a shot if they can get it down the court here.
As bad of a start as they've had, lucky to be only down 8-5.
Ball stolen by Fortkamp. Oh, Paige. She tried to pass the ball off. She should have just taken the shot. She didn't have that much time.
Yeah, only 2.3 seconds, so obviously not enough time.
We did not get a shot off, so the quarter comes to an end. 8-5, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now Salina with the ball to start the second quarter of play here. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and no good by Salina's McKenna Klingsher in Fort Recovery with a rebound. First quarter stats, Justin.
Fort Recovery only 4 of 12, 33%. 0 for 3 on threes and no free throws. Salina 2 of 5, 40%. 1 for 2 on threes and no free throws. Turnovers 1 for the Indians and 6 for Salina. Rebound 6 to 5 in favor of the Bulldogs.
Now that big 6 to 1 advantage at the turnover status is a big point there for Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell, a shot in the lane, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Salina.
Yeah, the problem though, the points off the turnovers have not been very high so far tonight.
Ball's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Indians, so Carly Eichler will toss it in here for Salina. Pass comes in to Maddie Lukey. Well, I can remember doing games here when Diane McClung was coaching. That's been a long time ago.
A few years.
Shots up and no good by Salina. Rebound Olivia Patch. Down comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Brooke Collick. Here's Olivia Patch firing and got it. Just inside the key for a long two to make it 10-5. Lady Indians lead by five, and that breaks a long dry spell, several minutes without scoring.
Pretty good range shown by Olivia Patch that time, too.
Left her open. She decided to crank it in, and she got it. There's a foul called on Paige Fortkamp. That was a cheapo.
Yeah, she barely touched her, but she did touch her, but they could have let that go. It did not affect the play at all.
Oh, well. Carly Eichler, I guess they feel like they've got to earn their $60.
I guess. There were no free throws in the first quarter, so going to call a foul every now and then.
Long pass over on the right side to Salina's Bailey Exman. E-X-M-A-N. That's kind of an unusual name.
Yeah, I remember that from last year. That's a new one.
Right side it goes to McKenna Klingshern. She'll pass on the left to Carly Eichler. Now with the ball, Bailey Exman, and over on the right it goes. Back out top, Salina with the ball. Shot's fired up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Val Mollenkamp. As missing the shot was McKenna Klingshern, so that will give her two free throws.
Mollenkamp's first foul, team third. Two shots for Klingshern, a 5'9 sophomore.
Once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Free throws up and good. That will make the score 10-6.
Salina back into the ballgame despite a very slow start.
This one's up and also good by McKenna Klingshern, so she hits both free throws. Kiara Wendell will bring it up for the Lady Indians. At the free throw line, right side to Brooke College. Out to Val Mollenkamp. There's Allie Vaughn driving in and lays it up and got it.
A good use of the glass that time from Allie.
Yeah, that was really a pretty difficult shot there for her.
Yeah, from where she took off, she had to pretty much use the backboard to get that to fall, and she did.
Now we have a jump ball call as Allie Vaughn ties up Salina, and it goes to Fort Recovery. So count that as a turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. Another one. Fort Recovery leads 12-7 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Be sure to check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're built tough with the poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And there's a travel call on Allie Vaughn. I thought that was kind of picky, did you?
Yeah, not much there either. They're calling us very close.
Boy. Did not see that one.
Just a little hesitation enough for the referee to call something.
Maria Lutz will toss it in for Salina to Brooke Robbins. Robbins up to the center circle to Maddie Lukey. Lukey still with the ball. Now she'll hand it off. 4:43 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. With it now is Brooke Robbins. She'll gum and fire and miss. At a 15-footer on the left. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp behind the back dribble. Allie Vaughn on the left side back to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp throws it away. Tried to pass to Kiara Wendell and it was way over her head.
Three turnovers on Fort Recovery so far. Seven now on Salina.
Thursday night we'll be at New Bremen to bring you that big conference game between Fort Recovery and New Bremen. So tune us in for that here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Inbounds pass is thrown away. Is he saying it goes to Fort Recovery?
No.
Oh, he's saying where they should throw it in from.
Right.
Salina with the ball. Last touch by Fort Recovery there. Pass from Maria Lutz comes in. With the ball now is Maddie Alubke. Passes up court over on the right side to Emily Braun. Braun will go on the left. There's Sydney Howe with the ball. Sydney top of the key. She'll pass off to Brooke Robbins. Robbins gets it back now. Underhand and pass goes over to Sydney Howe, back to Brooke Robbins. Oh, there's traveling, yes.
Yeah, that time an obvious travel.
Too anxious there for Maddie Lufke. She was bouncing around, getting ready to roll into the bucket, and she traveled.
She did have a lane to the hoop if she got going, but travel first.
Kiera Wendell with the basketball. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes in, now passes outside to Val Mollenkamp. Val will dribble in inside the three-point line. Takes a 14-footer. No good. Rebound, Salina. Now, the Lady Indians have kind of cooled off here last quarter or so in shooting.
Yeah, a little out of sync here tonight.
12-7. We still lead. And there's a loose ball knocked away by Allie Vaughn, but Salina got it back. Lubke comes in, stops, passes back, and threw it away. Pass to Emily Braun, and Braun couldn't catch the ball.
Yeah, she was looking up to where to go once she caught the ball and went right through her hands.
Coach Brian Patch wants a timeout with 3:05 to go in the first half. It's the Fort Recovery Lady Indians 12 and Salina 7 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery 12 and Salina 7 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery will get the ball.
Did not get over in time to inbound the ball, so the referee just put it down and started counting.
Started counting. A real nice guy.
Yeah. You don't see that done too much.
Val Mollenkamp, he must want to get home. Kiera Wendell on the left. Stops, passes to Olivia Patch. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Right side it goes to Brenna Homan. Out top to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles down to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back outside to Brenna Homan. Now to Val Mollenkamp. Over to Kiera Wendell. Looks for the shot. Can't find it. Right side to Brenna Homan. Homan will pass back out top to Kiera Wendell. On the left to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball. Goes in and misses off the rim. Got over the top of the rim, but popped out of there. And now there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn on a Salina pass, so Salina keeps the ball right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Val Mollenkamp will take a rest, and Paige Fortkamp comes in for the Lady Indians.
Fort Recovery got off to an 8-0 lead, but has not done much since then. Just kind of relaxed a little bit. Salina has started to come back.
I would say it's been a good 10 minutes. We've only had like 4 points.
Yeah, eight points to start the game was very quick.
Fortkamp intercepts a pass. Back out to Olivia Patch, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Salina, as beating us to the rebound was Brooke Robbins. She'll pass it off, bringing it up as McKenna Klingshern. Klingshern works her way to the right wing. Guarded by Allie Vaughn, now passes it off back to Klingshern. And goes inside to Bailey Exman, and fouls called on Fort Recovery.
Paige Fortkamp should pick up her second.
Exman's got a pretty good brace there on her leg.
It is the second on Fortkamp.
Fort Recovery boys have just one game this weekend. They'll be at home on Friday against New Bremen. Hope the Indians can get back on the winning track. Here's a wide open shot from outside that hits the bank board about 5 feet above the rim. maybe not quite five, but at least three.
Just here, a little off.
And Fort Recovery got the rebound. Brenna Holman on the right, back out to Wendell. Around the horn to Paige Fortkamp on the left. Here's Brenna Holman, open. Oh, it doesn't go down. Rebound comes down to Salina, to Brooke Robbins. Holman had about a 10-footer there, but it just wouldn't go. One minute to go in the half. Fort Recovery leads 12-7, and they face Salina's Carly Eichler, dribbled on the end line. That's the second time in this first half where she's just dribbled out of bounds.
Yeah, not a whole lot of room on the sidelines and the end lines, so she steps out of bounds.
Down comes Kiera Wendell. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. 49 seconds remaining in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Kiera Wendell goes baseline to Brooke Colley. For outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And there's a shot by Allie Vaughn, no good from three. And then Olivia Patch commits an over-the-back foul on the rebound. Makes it Salina's basketball out of bounds.
Team foul number five on Fort Recovery, the first on Patch.
Allie Vaughn will go to the bench as Brenna Holman comes back in. Pass comes in to McKenna Klingshern. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. Salina having trouble getting it up the court, but they finally do to McKenna Klingshern. She'll dribble in, travels, no call. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Should have been a foul there on Salina, but they give it to Fort Recovery anyway. Over the back on Bailey Exman, but they let it go.
15 seconds for Fort Recovery to get one last possession.
Come on, ladies. Get this down the hole. Kiera Wendell at the center circle. Now they're going to call a foul on Salina, reaching in on McKenna Klingshern.
Her first foul, only the second on the team.
See Archway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Archway. Fort Recovery has 7.5 seconds to try to score here. Into Kiera Wendell. She probably traveled. Here's Olivia Patch firing and hitting a three. Olivia Patch with a three at the top of the key. And that makes it 15-7. Lady Indians by 8 at the end of one half of play. So excellent defense, Justin, for the Lady Indians, but kind of struggling on offense.
Yeah, only gave up 2 baskets in that entire half, but shooting the ball well under 30%.
But we lead by 8. I guess that's the important thing. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, where New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. We'll be back with the halftime stats from the famed Salina Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take the opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during the National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
High school basketball fans, make a trip to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus for the 2019 Ohio High School Athletic Association State Basketball Tournaments. The home of the Buckeyes hosts two weekends of thrilling OHSAA state tournaments. The girls take the court March 14th, 15th, and 16th, followed by the boys March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For information on tickets, suites, parking, and special group ticket packages, log on to OHSAA.org/the shot.
Back here at the Salina Fieldhouse, a couple of former Fort Recovery coaches sitting down there. Shooting the breeze together, Pat Niekamp and Ed Snyder. And they also, of course, were both principals at Fort Recovery as well. Mr. Niekamp went on to be superintendent. Well, it's halftime and Fort Recovery leads 15-7. And here's Justin Mangold, and I don't know if you have time to give us all the stats or not.
Yeah, these are about the quickest halftime stats I've ever figured out. They did not take long at all for either team, really. Again, only a 15-7 Fort Recovery lead. Looking at Salina, they were 2 of 5 in the first quarter for 40%. Second quarter, 0 for 5. So at the half, Salina only 2 of 20 for 20%. 1 of 2 on 3s in the first quarter. 0 for 2 on 3s in the second quarter. So 1 for 4, 25% at the half. And 2 of 2 on free throws coming in the second quarter for a perfect 100% for Salina. Fort Recovery, 4 of 12 the first quarter for 33%. Second quarter, 3 for 9 for 33%. Took the half, the Indian 7 of 21 for 33% from the field. Indians 0 for 3 on threes in the first quarter, 1 for 1 in the second, so 1 for 4, 25% at the half, and no free throws attempted by the Indians in that first half. Rebounding 12 to 10 in favor of Salina. Turnovers 11 for the Bulldogs and only 3 for Fort Recovery. Scoring for Salina, Brooke Robbins with 5. She had a 3 and a 2 in the first quarter. McKenna Klingshern hit 2 free throws in the second quarter for 2 points. So again, Robbins with 5, Klingshern with 2. For Fort Recovery, Olivia Patch leads the way at the half with 5. Had a 2-pointer in the second quarter and then that 3 right before the buzzer in the second quarter. Again, 5 for Olivia Patch. 4 for Val Mullenkamp coming early in the first quarter on a couple of field goals. And Allie Vaughn, a couple of field goals, 1 in each quarter for 4. And Kiara Wendell, a first quarter field goal for 2. Again, Olivia Patch with 5, Val Mullenkamp with 4, Allie Vaughn with 4, and Kiara Wendell with 2. After 1, the Indians led it 8-5. In our halftime score, Fort Recovery 15 and Salina 7.
I thought Val Mullenkamp, she had those 4 points real quick. And I thought she was going to have a heck of a half, but no points since then.
Yeah, pretty early in that first quarter. And then she's had some good looks since then that just rolled out.
Well, just to alert you, the Fort Recovery girls have their sectional championship game on February 23rd at Coldwater High School. Their opponent to be determined. But the distressing thing about that is that the Fort Recovery boys are also slated to play that same time against Van Buren up at University of Findlay. And I know the schools have tried to change the boys' game, and there's just no changing it. So, it's going to be 2 games going on at the same time, which I can never remember that happening, especially a tournament game. And what we're going to try to do is to carry 1 game, the Fort Recovery girls, on 100.9, and then we'll have the Fort Recovery boys at 105.3 that night. So if you're a boys basketball fan, you might want to discover our new FM station, 105.3. As again, the Fort Recovery girls will be playing at Coldwater at 100.9 on February 23rd. That's a week from this Saturday in their sectional championship game. And the boys will be playing at 105.3 from the University of Findlay against Van Buren. So one of those things that just didn't work out.
The girls will either be playing Lima Central Catholic or Ridgemont that night. LCC, the 7 seed, Ridgemont, the 8 seed. So one of those two.
Could be either one of them.
Yeah. Fort Recovery, the 5 seed on the girls' side.
We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Right after we pause for this, it's halftime. Fort Recovery leading Salina 15-7.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we thank Tim Stride of the OHSAA. He provides us with all these announcements we get from the OHSAA, which are very thoughtful and very good theme to them all. Well, the B team won tonight.
A score up 12-9. Again, they only played two quarters. Hope Wendell had 8 points. Elena Evers with two and Macy Day with two. Fort Recovery goes to 7-13. Again, a 12-9 two-quarter win here tonight.
We're set to go with the second half. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery just stole the ball away from Salina. Another Salina turnover. Brooke Colley on the left with the basketball. Passing to Olivia Patch. Now to Allie Vaughn on the right. Vaughn will drive down the lane and score. Allie Vaughn makes it 17-7. That's your biggest lead of the game for the Lady Indians at 10 points now. With the basketball for Salina is Carly Eichler. She will dribble to the left of the top of the key. Now passes off onto the wing to Brooke Robbins. Robbins dribbling, top of the key, goes right side to McKenna Klingshern. Klingshern goes down low. Now inside, up and good by Maddie Lutke.
One of the few times that Salina's actually gotten free inside.
Maddie Lutke scoring, and Kiara Wendell quickly counters for full recovery, hitting a 10-footer right in the lane, making it 19-9.
That's what the Indians stopped doing in the first half, was attacking the basket early in the possession.
Outside with the ball is Maddie Lutke, passing over here to McKenna Klingshirn. McKenna Klingshirn goes on the left to Robbins. Now down low it goes to Exman. And they try to toss it inside, and it goes out of bounds. I thought maybe Allie Vaughn might have tipped that, but she's smiling like I think maybe she did tip that, but no call by the official. Val Mollenkamp with the basketball over to Allie Vaughn on the left to Brooke Colley. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Val Mollenkamp, 6 minutes to go in the quarter. There's Allie Vaughn now passing to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp pops the shot, no good off the rim. Rebound comes down to Salina, to Brooke Robbins. Robbins passing on the left side to McKenna Klingshirn. Back out top to Carly Eichler. Eichler goes to Klingshirn, back to Eichler. Right side it goes. There's Robbins. And she tried to pass inside, a bad pass. And Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. Allie Vaughn comes away with the basketball.
Now 11 turnovers for Salina with only 9 points.
Left side to Val Mollenkamp into Olivia Patch. In the lane, goes one way, goes the other, scores. Olivia Patch works her way around the defender and makes it 21-9. Olivia has 7 points on the night tonight.
That time she drove in, switched hands, and put the shot up with the left hand.
Salina being pressed full court again. Fort Recovery brings it up, or Salina brings it up, I should say. Right side to Carly Eichler. Tries to go baseline. Now passes off. With the ball there was Maddie Lubke. Now with the basketball is McKenna Klingshirn. Being guarded by Brooke Collin. Klingshirn stops. Thinks about shooting but doesn't. She probably should have. In the lane, back outside, there's a shot, a horrible shot by Carly Eichler, no good. Well defended by Fort Recovery, and now Fort Recovery throws it away. And now Salina throws it away.
The ball can't get past the three-point line for either team right now.
Kiara Wendell with the basketball, over to Brooke Colley. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Here is Allie Vaughn going inside, missed the shot, and picked up by Maddie Lubke. Never did go out of bounds.
Vaughn was probably fouled on that shot, too. But no call. Indians lead by 12 halfway through the third quarter.
Carly Eichler with the basketball. Right side it goes. There's a three-point shot. No good by McKenna Klingshirn, but Klingshirn is fouled. Now the question is, are they going to call this on the shot or after the shot? I thought it was after the shot.
And the referee apparently agrees.
Apparently so. If you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Salina with the ball. Over on the left side it goes to McKenna Klingshirn. And she threw it away, tried to hit Maria Lutz inside, and Brenna Holman came away with the ball. Brenna brings it up over to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp works her way to the right, double teamed. Luckily, maintains the basketball. Brenna Holman back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Left to Paige Fortkamp. There's Brenna Holman. Now to Kiara Wendell. Wendell looks inside, goes to Olivia Patch. Stops, and it's a jump ball. Come on.
Wow.
What did the officials have to see on that?
Okay, that was being double held for about 5 seconds before they finally called it.
I was worried they were going to call 3 seconds on Olivia before they called the jump ball. She was in there a long time. Inbounds pass to Paige Fortkamp. Got it! Give Kiara Wendell the nice inbounds pass assist, and Paige Fortkamp hit the layup, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. That makes it 23-9 now, as the Lady Indians continue to pull away.
That play's been there a couple of times tonight, and they finally ran it, and Fortkamp scores.
And she's at the line for one and got it.
24-9?
Yeah.
3 points for Page Four Camp. We got a timeout with 2:55 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold here at the Salina Fieldhouse. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW Radio. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. Salina will have the ball to start action here. He almost threw it away, but Carly Eichler able to retrieve the ball. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. Eichler throws it up court. Just a wild pass, but they got the shot. Scoring on the play was Emily Braun. That's her first basket tonight, and it's now 24-11. Fort Recovery with the ball. Brenna Holman with it. She'll come in and fire and miss short. Rebound comes down to Salina, to Maddie Lupke. Lupke gives over here to Sydney Howe. Howe across the timeline, guarded by Allie Vaughn. Now goes off a screen. Passes on the right side. Three-point shot. It's no good by Emily Braun. Rebound Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell will bring it up the court. KW. Right side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling the ball. Now passing on the left to Kiara Wendell. Wendell way outside to Allie Vaughn. Thinks about driving in. Backs up. Gives to Fort Camp. Right side to Brenna Holman. Holman over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn free throw line. And is tied up.
Another very slow tie-up.
Very slow call.
This one will go to Salina.
1:41 left to go in the third quarter of play with the score. Fort Recovery 24, Salina 11. This would give us an even 500 record, right, if we win this one?
It'd be 10-11.
10-11?
So we'd have to win both games this week to finish the regular season at 500.
Here comes the inbounds pass knocked away by Brenna Holman. And they say that Salina, Brooke Robbins, touched it last. Oh.
Must have been pointing where to inbound again.
Brenna Holman touched it last. So Salina gets it. Inbounds pass comes to Maddie Lupke. Guarded by Val Mollenkamp. Still in the backcourt. Lost the dribble. Retrieves it. And knocked out of bounds by Brenna Holman. Coach Patch gives Brenna a high five. Says, way to go, Brenna. Well, way to hustle.
Kiara Wendell thinks differently as she got hit in the face after that deflection.
Here comes the inbounds pass. And it goes in to Maria Lutz for Salina. Dribbling on the right side, being guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Back outside it goes to Sydney Howe. Howe will pass into the corner. Dribbling across the lane. The ball's tipped away. Salina picks it back up. Down on the baseline, Sydney Howe. Back outside it goes to Brooke Robbins. Brooke Robbins to Sydney Howe. Howe way on the left wing. Goes to the top of the key. Right side to Carly Eichler. Eichler now passing on the right wing to Brooke Robbins. Here's a shot by Robbins, and she goes into the free throw line and scores. Brooke Robbins with
her seventh point. That's about all they have. 24-13, Lady Indians leading here, and the Lady Indians just threw it away. Allie Vaughn kind of lost the handle on the ball and tried to pass to Brenna Holman in the corner, but the pass was just off the beam.
But a much better third quarter here for Fort Recovery as they have scored 9 points compared to 6 for Salina.
36.6 seconds to go in the third quarter, and there's ball tipped out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Salina got the ball in bounds, and now here's Allie Vaughn called for a foul.
Her second foul, team second.
She jumps way off the floor in disgust.
I didn't mean to, just trying to play good defense and could not stop.
31 seconds to go. And almost stolen there by Brooke Colleague, but Salina got it back. Now across the timeline they go. Right side, back outside. Dribbling the ball there is Bailey Exman. On the left, there's a three-point shot. It's good by McKenna Klingshern. And she has 5 points now. A three by Klingshern makes it 24-16. And Salina steals the ball at the other end. Here's a pass down to Carly Eichler, and she throws it up there and had a chance to go, but did not go down. And the quarter comes to a close. Not a happy last minute there for Fort Recovery as the Lady Bulldogs close in a bit. Score 24-16. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading the Salina Lady Bulldogs. We'll be back in a moment here at the Salina Fieldhouse. Don't go away, folks. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll have it all for you here on PG14, J Country 101 Radio. Thanks to Cooper Farms for, once again, being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We start the fourth quarter, and there's Val Mollenkamp right in front of the basket. She misses about a 7-foot shot. Rebound Salina at the other end. Shots fired up, no good. The ball's tossed up in the air about 30 feet. Comes down, and Olivia Patch came away with the basketball.
That was a new one.
Inside to Olivia Patch. Turns, and she is tied up. They're going to call a foul on Salina instead. And that's going to be whistled on Maddie Lupke.
Her second foul. Both teams in that third quarter, 4-for-7, 57% from the field. So, and we're right back up where we started at the halftime, 8-point game.
How many turnovers now for both teams?
7 for Fort Recovery, 16 for Salina.
There's Olivia Patch hitting a little shot from the right side, banks it in, makes it 26-16, back to a 10-point lead. Fort Recovery leading here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. For quality building materials, you know where to go. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Salina works it around, 3-point shot, she's hot. McKenna Klingshern hits another three, and she has 8 points on the night. And timeout, Fort Recovery. 26-19, back to a seven-point game. Lady Indians still on top, but the lead is shriveling down. We'll return in a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Salina Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery leading 26-19 with the basketball, 7-point lead. In the fourth quarter, 6:23 to go in the quarter. Inside to Allie Vaughn, right side to Brooke Collig. Now in the middle to Olivia Patch. Has it tipped away, got it back, feeds to Kiera Wendell. Kiera will fire and hit from the free throw line. Give Olivia Patch the assist and Kiera Wendell the basket. And it's 28-19 now. Fort Recovery back to a 9-point lead. Actually, yes, back to a 9-point lead. And Salina with the ball, almost losing it, was Carly Eichler. Now there's going to be a timeout called for Salina.
30-second timeout for the Bulldogs.
So with timeout on the court, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
.53 remaining in the game.
28-19.
9 for Olivia Patch, 6 for Kiera Wendell, 6 for Allie Vaughn, and 4 for Val Mollenkamp. There goes. Shot no good by Allie Vaughn, and a jump ball is called and goes to Fort Recovery. And again, Val Mollenkamp got those two baskets real early in the game. I thought she was headed for a great game tonight, but so far it's not happening. Or she hasn't taken many shots here lately either. Ball stolen by Kiera Wendell, comes down, fires and misses. Rebound Allie Vaughn, and she hits. Allie Vaughn picks up the garbage basket, making it 30-19 now. Lady Indians back to an 11-point lead. So after the timeout by Brian Patch, Lady Indians have scored two straight baskets to widen their lead from 7 to 11. Salina with the ball, and they throw it away. Allie Vaughn intercepts a pass by Carly Eichler, and Vaughn brings it up the court. Eichler trying to get it back, but to no avail. Here's Val Mollenkamp with it. She'll come, feet on the right side to Allie Vaughn, back to Val. Allie Vaughn with it. She'll fire a 16-footer, and it's good by Allie Vaughn. And now it's 32-19. 13-point lead for Fort Recovery. And guess what? Timeout Salina.
That mid-range jumper really working for the Indians here tonight.
Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for the finest in building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company. We'll be back, folks, here at the Salina Fieldhouse with the rest of the game right after this. Lady Indians lead 32-19.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
On the scoreboard clock, we have exactly 4:55 to go in the game.
32-19, Indians have bumped up the 7-point lead to 13. after a good timeout by Coach Pack. Been a game of runs here tonight. 7-0 run by Fort Recovery, answered by a 9-0 run by Salina. Now back to a 6-0 run for Fort Recovery.
Salina with the ball, trailing 32-19. In the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Back outside from Eichler over to Bailey Exman. There's the hot shooter right there. Didn't get the shot, though. That's McKenna Klingsham. Here's a shot from outside. Three-pointer is no good by Maddie Lupke. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp brings it down to the Lady Indians. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. On the left, it goes to Kiara Wendell. Wendell drives to the hoop and misses the shot. Might have been blocked from behind, but Kiara somehow got the rebound. Here's Val Mollenkamp. She'll fire a 10-footer. It's no good. Rebound, Salina. Getting the board there was McKenna Klingsham. And now stolen by Kiara Wendell. Klingsham trying to pass the ball to Carly Eichler, and Wendell intercepted it. 32-19. Lady Indians with the ball and leading. And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn. They say she crashed into Maddie Lupke and committed an offensive foul.
Her third foul. Team foul number three.
Paige Fortkamp will come in, and Allie Vaughn will take a rest.
She's gone down hard a couple of times tonight, including that one.
We'll try to have Coach Patch on after the game if he can find us up here. We're way up in the boondocks.
Here in the corner. Well, he knows we're here at least.
There's a shot up and no good from the left side by Salina's Brooke Robbins. She's been kind of quiet recently. Val Mollenkamp with the ball.
Yeah, Robbins last scored in the third quarter.
There's Paige Fortkamp. Drives in, pops a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig to Olivia Patch. Back outside to Kiara Wendell. Olivia, or to Val Mollenkamp in the lane. Goes to the hole, misses. Rebound comes down to Salina's Maddie Lupke. On the left it goes to McKenna Ashmore. She hasn't been in the game much tonight.
First time, I believe.
Right side, shots fired up. No good by Brooke Robbins. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Well, Salina had cut the lead to 26-19, but it's now 32-19, and they have not scored in quite a while.
Fort Recovery 6-0 run was really quick, too, so it's been a while for the Indians.
Traveling called on Val Mollenkamp. So, ball goes back to Salina. Brenna Holman comes in, and Allie Vaughn comes in. Brooke Collig will go out, and so will Val Mollenkamp.
I wonder if Mollenkamp's doing okay tonight. She's been on the bench a little more than usual.
Left side, three-point shot is no good by Emily Braun from a Salina. And the ball goes out of bounds off Salina. Fort Recovery will keep it.
And Salina 5-15 on the year. Fort Recovery 9-11.
Don't forget, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company has design services. If you have an idea about a project, they'll design that project for you. And then they'll help you build the project with quality building materials from the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a drive to the hole. Allie Vaughn up and in. They're going to count the basket, and she was fouled in the act of shooting.
And now 12 points for Vaughn.
Makes it 34-19 now. And Allie does lead us in scoring with those 12 points.
Olivia Patch next at 9.
Free throws up and good by Vaughn to make it 13 points. And it's now 35-19. Lady Indians leading by 16 points here. 9 points in a row. Right side stolen by Paige Fortkamp. That was not even close. They were trying to get it in to Maddie Lupke, and Paige was standing right there.
Another turnover, as you said. That makes it 20 for Salina, with only 90 seconds to play here in the contest.
Allie Vaughn on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Three-point shot. Oh, in and out. That's the second time tonight she's had one go down and come back out. 1:14 left to go in the game. Salina with the ball. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Emily Braun hits a three and finally gets Salina off 19. That makes it 35-22. And
Coach Patch not happy about the defense on that last possession as she was left wide open.
Coach Patch calling a timeout, so we'll be back in a moment.
High school basketball fans, make a trip to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus for the 2019 Ohio High School Athletic Association State Basketball Tournaments. The home of the Buckeyes hosts two weekends of thrilling OHSAA state tournaments. The girls take the court March 14th, 15th, and 16th, followed by the boys March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For information on tickets, suites, parking, and special group ticket packages, log on to OHSAA.org/the shot.
Fort Recovery with the balls. We resume action. Going to the hole is Macy Day. Up no good. Rebound up no good. And a jump ball is called. Coach put in a lot of different players here.
Yeah, five. A few more new players, including Macy Day is also in there. Elena Evers is in there.
Hope Wendell's also in there. For Fort Recovery, Brenna Holman and Paige Fortkamp. And Salina steals the ball away. 33 seconds left to go. Fort Recovery leading 35-22. And Salina threw it away. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Grabbing the basketball there for the Lady Indians was Elena Evers. And the Lady Indians, Macy Day, will bring it up across the timeline. Macy Day, right side to Brenna Holman. Holman back outside. Now down low to Hope Wendell. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. 2 seconds left. That's going to be it. The final score, Fort Recovery 35 and Salina 22. Thanks to the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. For quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And it's not even 8 o'clock yet, Justin. We're done.
Pretty quick night with the two-quarter JV game.
We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take the opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students during the National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For years.
years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference if you win or lose. It's how you play the game.
We prefer to win, but you are right. I think I probably said that a few times. Is, you know, we want to play it well, and you know, I thought for the first half tonight we were pretty good defensively, not so much offensively. We were trying to do things way too fast and kind of on our own. And then third quarter, I thought we settled down and actually ran an offense. And actually, probably not third quarter. I think we had three third quarter. But fourth quarter, we did a better job of running our offense. So,
just a few of the stats for you. Shooting-wise, you were 16 of 42 for 38%. And Salina was 8 of 26 for 31%. You had 21 rebounds. They had 22. You had only 10 turnovers. They had 21. That was a big difference in the game right there.
Well, and that's what we wanted to try to be able to do is, you know, force them to play fast and try to make them have to make quick decisions with the ball. And I thought our defensive intensity was pretty good, so that's a good stat to see, especially since that's what we wanted to accomplish. So,
only four free throws shot tonight. You guys had two, and they had two. That's kind of unusual.
For some reason, we don't shoot a lot of free throws. I'm not sure if I've made officials mad or what the deal is, but we don't ever seem to get to the free throw line. And I think we do a pretty good job attacking the basket and getting to the rim, but we just don't shoot a lot of free throws, so that really doesn't shock me much, I guess.
Allie had a nice game for you tonight, led your team in scoring.
Yeah, you know, she had a great matchup on the outside where she could get by people and be able to get to the rim. And, you know, the problem with us is sometimes we want to do everything in one pass. And so when we actually slowed down and ran some offense and got some ball movement, she was able to get by her man a lot and be able to get to the rim and attack it. So,
well, you have to be, it can feel pretty good here in the historic Salina Fieldhouse, one of the few remaining oldie gyms in this area, really.
Yeah, it's a neat gym. You know, I know this used to be kind of the mecca of basketball, you know, for a long time and around Mercer County and even some of the surrounding counties. You know, they held a lot of big games during the seasons that were here and a lot of big tournaments and stuff. So it's neat to play in an old venue like this for sure.
Yeah, I've been around so long, I said I can remember broadcasting games with Diane coaching here.
Man, that's a long time, Rob, because she's really old. If she's listening.
She's probably listening then.
She's a good friend of mine, so I can say that.
Well, hey, one more game to go, and then you're off to sectional time. We got New Bremen on Thursday.
Yeah, and that'll be a tough one in that game at their place. And, you know, this is what we've been, I guess, trying to get ready for and prepping, you know, the 22 games, getting ready to go in a tournament. And so, you know, one last kind of tune-up game for us. And there'll be a tough game. We just got to come out, as we told the girls, continue to get better, work on our stuff, and trying to grow and develop as a team. And and you know, good opportunity for us against another good team on our schedule. So,
okay, and then of course it's off to sectional championship game on the 23rd at 8 o'clock that night at Coldwater. Nice to play at Coldwater. I like playing there.
Yeah, it's a close game, good venue, and we usually do pretty well. Knock on wood there. So hopefully that success continues. So.
Well, we hope so. Hey, thanks for coming up.
All right, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Ryan Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We win tonight, whipping the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Let's go over to Justin Mangold with all the stats here officially. I gave you some of them, but he'll give you all of them here, Justin.
All right. First for Salina on the first half, 2 of 10, shooting 20%. Second half, 6 of 16, 38%. So for the ball game, 8 of 26, 31% from the field. 4 of 12 on threes for 33%, and 2 for 2 on free throws tonight. Fort Recovery, 7 for 21 in the first half, 33%. Second half, 9 for 21 for 43%. 16 of 42, 38% from the field tonight. 1 of 5 on threes for 20%, and 2 for 2 at the line. Rebounding, 22-21 in favor of Salina, and turnovers, 21 for the Bulldogs and 10 for Fort Recovery. 8 points to lead the Bulldogs for McKenna Klingshern, 7 for Brooke Robbins, 5 for Emily Braun, and 2 for Maddie Lupke. For the Fort Recovery Indians, 13 for Allie Vaughn, 9 for Olivia Patch, 6 points for Kiara Wendell, 4 for Val Mullenkamp, and 3 for Paige Fortkamp. Fort Recovery led all four quarter stops, 8-5 after 1, 15-7 at the half, 24-16 after 3, and again 35-22 the final. Indians go to 10-11, while Salina drops to 5-16 on the season.
I don't think they ever led, did they? I don't believe so.
Fort Recovery got off to the 8-0 lead and never looked back after that.
Yep, we led all the way.
The JV game was won in a two-quarter battle by Fort Recovery, 12-9. Sydney Howe led Salina with 5, McKinney Ashmore with 3, and Zoe Burns had 1. For Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell with 8, 2 each for Macy Day and Elena Evers. Indians go to 7-13 on the JV side this year.
Okay, thank you, Justin. I appreciate it very much, and a very quick night for us tonight. As only two games, only two quarters, I should say, in the JV game, so that and that got over quickly, so that helped us, and not many fouls called tonight, so that helped the game move right along as well.
Yeah, for either game, there were not many fouls.
Once again, we'll be back on Thursday night for you with the game at about 7:30 from New Bremen. We will remind you the Fort Recovery girls sectional game on February 23rd will be at 8 o'clock, and unfortunately the Fort Recovery boys have a game scheduled that night that we could not move. So you got the boys and the girls both playing at the same time. So what we have decided to do, we're going to have the girls on the FM at 100.9 on the FM dial, taking on whoever their opponent will be, which we don't know yet, at 8 o'clock that night from Coldwater. And we'll have the boys, they're playing up at University of Findlay, and going to be taking on Van Buren that night. And that game will be at 105.3, our new FM station. So if you haven't discovered our new FM station yet, 105.3 will be the site of the boys' game. And I know Fort Recovery Radio, I know Neil Spencer is working on scheduling one game or the other, and I'm not sure which one he's going to do yet. But so that's the situation for that night. Unfortunate that we have both the boys and girls playing at the same time, especially on tournament night, but that's the way it goes. And again, Barb Saltbine tried to get the boys' game changed, and it just couldn't happen.
Yeah, actually, this says that the girls' game is at 6:15, so I think they both play. I think the boys are at 6, and the girls are at 6:15.
I thought it was 8 o'clock.
No, the bracket says 6:15. I'm pretty sure the boys play at 6, and the girls are at 6:15, so still at the same time.
But, so that's, you know, that's our plan for that night, and that way you can kind of tune back and forth if you want to, if you're not going to go to one game or the other. Hey, thank you, sir.
Yep, a nice win for Fort Recovery, and hope to end up the season at 500 with a win on Thursday.
And for, again, the folks here at Salina, we thank Jeff Fortkamp, the athletic director. Thanks to Coach Patch for coming up after the game. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Hatterley at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight from the Salina Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians defeat the Salina Lady Bulldogs.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.